Right, hey everybody, welcome to Screen Heroes episode 112. I am Derek, one of your weekly hosts. I have my other two lovely hosts with me, Ryan.
Hello.
And Ray.
What's up, dude?
And we have two guests this week, making this a full table. Chris, welcome back.
Hello.
And Nicole.
Hi.
So you guys have both been on a couple of times now.
Yes, we have.
This is my second time.
This is a couple
of times. I lost count.
Yeah. It's at least like three or four before this.
I think more than that.
Right? I don't know. This week we're going to be talking about the top 20 Arrowverse heroes. So that's
CW heroes.
Arrowverse heroes.
CW. Supergirl and Black Lightning are not in the Arrowverse technically.
They are
Supergirl
CW.
Supergirl crosses over. Black Lightning hasn't yet.
But he will. We all know he will.
It's CW.
Even Stephen Amell actually said today that if you think he's not going to cross over, you're crazy.
We all look, when Supergirl moved from CBS to CW, she was going to cross over. That was just going to happen.
There was even an advertisement for the future crossover of like the most recent series where at the end of that teaser, they showed Black Lightning and he's just like, I'm the newcomer. And it's just like...
How cute.
Right? Like, it's going to happen.
I want to boop him. I was just trying to be like,
So let's clarify then. If the hero has shown up on Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, or Black Lightning, they are up for
play. On the table.
They're on the table, up for discussion. So yes, we're not going to leave anybody out because they're on a different Earth or anything like that. It's one lovely multiverse family over on the CW.
We will say that we did not include anybody from iZombie because that seems to be completely separate, even though DC still writes that comic. Mm-hmm. So.
And I do love iZombie.
Yeah, that is different.
It is different.
Yeah. are we going to have like multiple Wellses and HRs?
I left off all the Wells too. I was like,
all the Tom Cavanaughs.
Yes. Oh, I mean, none of them really suited up as superheroes. So,
do you have to suit up then? Is that part of the requirement?
I assume so because it was called heroes.
Yes, but suit. You could be a hero without a suit.
Okay, let's say costume. That's gonna.
I think we already have 40 characters or whatever, so I don't think we need to go.
All right, that's fine.
There's enough suited heroes, so we don't need to include the non-suited heroes.
If that's the case, you might as well put like what's her name's dad on the list too.
Oh, Lance. Oh. Quentin?
Yeah.
Even Iris's father, you know, Joe West.
Joe, yeah. All right, well then, fine. Well, let's
you mean Tom Collins?
Let's start off with some news first. We've been doing a news segment the last few weeks.
A lot of people died this weekend.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Starting off positive.
Arlie Ermey passed away, Harry Anderson passed away, and then Barbara Bush passed away. So
I didn't hear about Barbara Bush.
You did? That was
new for me.
I saw her this morning. I was like,
I've been off social media almost
night.
All day.
I thought
today,
that was a hoax. Somebody said that was a hoax.
No.
So she was in failing health. That was reported yesterday. And couple of hours ago, it was reported that she had died.
Yeah, so I didn't hear about her.
She was 92 and was not doing that well physically. So not surprising, but still sad. So, you know.
Harry Anderson, surprising. He was only 65. He was on Night Court, and he had a sitcom called Dave, and it was really good.
Mm. I have no idea who that is.
Never seen Dave, but I did know Night Court, so.
Okay. All right.
So, other news. So, Steven Spielberg is the first director to cross $10 billion at the box office.
Nice.
Which is a big round number for one person. So, that was Ready Player One, pushed him over the edge. It's cool.
Between Jaws, E.T., Jurassic Park, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, at some point. Yeah. But he's the first to do it, which is kind of neat.
That's kind of surprising, too, for me.
That he was the first? Or
yeah. I don't know. I guess.
I mean, some directors have done more stuff. You'd think, like, Tim Burton would be up there. But...
If Lucas had done all the Star Wars films and not just four, he probably would have already.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Hmm. Ryan, you're quiet. No opinions.
I mean, it's cool, I guess, but beyond that, I don't really have any opinions on the whole thing. It's
like,
just
whatever.
If I was going to pick a director, it probably would have been Spielberg to go that route. His movies are huge and timeless and, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
In a great way.
I thought it might have been like James Cameron or something.
Yeah, that one would have been up for contention too, for sure.
And then he also is apparently going to be working with Warner Brothers to do the Black Hawk movie, which is a DC property as well. At the moment, I guess he's officially producing, but they want him to direct it. So that may or may not be happening in the future.
Another DC superhero, but but it's a period piece because the current Black Hawk is a lady and has been part of Birds of Prey.
Well, though they didn't specify in the they didn't specify which Black Hawk they would be.
I mean, the article adapting. I read did.
Which one do you think he's going to direct?
The Variety article I read just explained who Black Hawk was, and he was created in 1941 as a pilot, you know, the leader of a rogue squadron, as it were.
Yeah, I really don't know anything about the character, so okay. Yay! Who else do you think are going to bring in to direct at the end when they fire him? Maybe Joss Whedon?
Sure. Right. Yeah.
No. Piss off Marvel and get Edgar Wright.
There you go.
Oh, jeez.
just for the last, like, 3 months, though.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the only reshoots.
Oh, man.
I was hoping Edgar Wright would do the Flash movie. There was some rumors.
That would be so good, because everything he does is so quick. Mm-hmm. It would be perfect for Flash, but...
Yeah, I like that.
I thought that'd be really cool. Probably not. Any other news you guys want to cover?
Shazam Gate 2018.
Shazam Watch?
No, Shazam Gate.
We've been calling it Shazam
Watch. I've been calling it Shazam Gate. You've been calling it Shazam Watch.
Fine.
Zachary Levi posted a shirtless picture of himself to show everybody that it's not padding. I mean, there is padding. Let's not fool ourselves, but that he's actually been working out for the role of Shazam. And that's all the news.
I'm going to say, if they can pad, you know, Batfleck as much.
Well, they padded everybody. Yeah. Henry Cavill's padded. They're all padded.
Well, some of those muscles don't really exist.
Exactly. So. Well, I mean, if you look at a comic book, I mean, half the muscles that you see there don't exist.
There was one issue, I think, of a Superman comic where Superman had armpit muscles. And I'm like, that's not possible.
He's Kryptonian. Makes sense.
Kryptonian armpits.
Yeah.
Flexing an armpit.
Completely different from how they treat women actresses, where they just yell at them until they cry all the weight off.
While showing their butt off.
Don't eat. Right.
But then they also make them work out a lot.
They do. A lot.
Yeah.
16-hour, 12-hour days. Something like
that. Every crazy. Amazon.
Yeah.
And their workout regimen.
For every, you know, gain, they give them a piece of lettuce.
They're like, you earned
and
this.
And a pat on the back. Good work.
Like, I just want to go eat.
This is harsh. All right, any other news before we move on then to our main topic?
Isn't Kathy Yan directing Birds of Prey now?
There you go, yeah, that's
and
cool.
Margot Robbie is so far the only one attached to it, so we're going to see Harles again.
Mm. Yeah.
I hope it's our old man or old woman Harley that I saw. I doubt it.
But it did push filming for Suicide Squad 2, apparently, which is a little cocky thinking that they're going to be able to cast this whole movie in time to start filming in, like, August. Which is
I don't know how they did that to the first movie. And then, remember,
they haven't announced it 3 months.
That
doesn't mean they haven't been casting it.
That's true.
You're right.
Just
saying. Seems a little.
I mean, everybody knew Jason Momoa was Aquaman for like 6 months before it got announced.
Well, sure, but we don't know anybody other than Margot Robbie. So
they could be keeping a tight lid on it. They announced a Batgirl film and a Gotham City Sirens film a long time ago. So if those got scrapped, they still probably had people come in an audition that they can call back for the roles.
I hope they didn't get scrapped, though. Please don't put that in the
Also,
universe.
It's DC, so they don't really know what they're doing anyway.
They're just throwing spaghetti at
think they're doing really well with the females.
DC knows what they're doing.
They did well with one female.
No, wait,
That's the only one they had.
Warner Brothers DC doesn't know what they're doing.
I think it's important to differentiate DC Entertainment and Warner Brothers. They are two different companies, after all. Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers is the one that doesn't know what they're doing.
Sure, well, Warner Brothers is, I'm assuming, involved in the movie, so.
To some extent, probably.
I would think so.
Yeah. So all right, let's do this. All right, Yay. So CW Heroes, let's do this. Where do you guys want to start? Who was our number 20?
Well, we literally had about 50 characters to choose from.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot.
And we all agreed that Hawkgirl was number 50. She is the
last. I did not actually.
I don't agree with that.
What?
47 for you?
No, that would be Felicity.
I think
calling her a hero is being generous. So,
well, we said
you're just refusing to.
She nuked a whole town.
No, hang on. We did say suiting up.
Yeah,
we did say suiting up.
So she doesn't count.
But even then, Hawkgirl is still not last.
I still think Hawkman's worse than Hawkgirl.
Yeah, I agree.
Next month we can rank all the different ladies that Arrow banged. Okay,
I'm good with it. Let's do it.
There you go.
You know, Felicity, I don't think would be at the bottom of that list. Mm.
I wouldn't put her at the bottom. She would be at the bottom of that list.
Did he sleep with Cupid? Because she's the worst.
No, because I actually prefer Cupid to.
Really? With the puns?
Okay, can we just decide the 20?
You haven't seen the new season.
So who wants to nominate somebody for the number 20 spot on our list?
I'm going to randomly throw out a name because I don't really know where
to start. Yeah,
because
there's a bunch that are like equivalent.
Well, I ranked mine before I came in.
All right.
You want me to start with my number 20?
So who's your number 20?
My number 20 would be Ragman.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
I know some people don't like him, but the way
he's adorable and I want to hug him.
He is, and the way that they portrayed him in the show in Arrow, I think is really cool. And the way that they utilized him, I wish they would have kept him longer. As
he was expensive. That CGI, like that's why they wrote him.
I'm sure, but it was cool. It was cool, and the backstory was great. He's probably not the strongest actor, in my opinion. Like, there were some of his dramatic scenes that I'm just like, I wish I felt something, but I didn't. But at the same time, I still, as a whole, I loved his character.
So I also ranked mine ahead of time.
Yeah?
And Ragman is on my list, not at number 20. My number 20 was Constantine. I guess I did mine a little differently. I didn't do it by, like, how much I liked the person. That's I did fine. It by, like, their relevance in the overall
how
CW-verse.
So let me ask you a question. Is Ragman in your top 20?
Yeah, he is.
He is in top 20.
He's at number 16.
Okay. Okay. So now we kind of have at least two votes for Ragman to be in the top 20 instead of out of the top 20. Does anybody think he doesn't belong in the top 20?
I'm good with it.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then we have either Ragman or Constantine at number 20. Now, I personally... Constantine's kind of tough for me because I like the character a lot.
And you guys, I think it's important to know too, like, how are you guys completely caught up on everything?
No, we're not.
So you haven't seen the newest season of Legends with Constantine? No. He's not actually, like, he's in two episodes. Right. Whatever. Have you guys seen those?
Right. They're not.
You guys haven't seen those either. Okay.
He's in my top 20.
He's not that important in Legends of Tomorrow, but in the overarching storyline. The episode he's in, he does play the whole season's about a demon that's possessing one of the members of the Wave Rider or the Legends, and he's obviously a demon type of hunting type of guy. So he does have some relevance to the overall season of Legends. He did like the one episode of Arrow,
yeah.
But then I didn't know...
He does have his own animated seed show.
He does, and I didn't know if because now the Constantine universe is on the CW, like, streaming service, if we were counting, like, all his stuff that he did in that universe...
Oh, I don't...
I think...
Because that would put him higher.
I think his show has to count, because at the moment, they've basically made him the same character.
I was going to say, wouldn't we also count Vixen the same way, because she had her own show as well.
Right.
Well, but we're talking about his
Constantine
NBC
had
show.
An actual NBC, like... His
live
action
show.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be the exact same
which
character.
Which is really cool.
It is.
So I think everything that happened...
If everything that happened, then he should probably be a little higher, but it's not super relevant to all the other CW-verse characters. So I still think he'd be above 15, even in that case.
Right, I mean, he led his own show literally by himself because he didn't have anybody else to cross over with. So
I put him as 15. I have him in my
him higher. He's like number 12 on my list.
Right, you've been quiet?
I like him at... a little bit higher rather than 20. I honestly, and I was thinking somebody who is more like a mentor that shows up once or twice. So I was thinking of putting Jay Garrick at number 20.
I had Garrick at 22, so I'm not super afraid. There's a lot of them that could be.
Garrick's like number 19 for me, so like I'm more in line with you.
Yeah, I had him at 17, so.
I want him on the list, so I'm not going to push my luck. So 20s
were he wouldn't be on my list. Like, he's not
I'm
in my top
20.
He's
biased.
In my top 20.
I love him.
I love Jay Garrick.
He's
good. But that doesn't... His relevance to the universe is really not as big as a lot of these other characters.
That's kind
of
why I put him so low.
I'm not sure I agree
the
with
reason
that,
why
though.
I want him there is because he constantly sacrifices himself to spare Barry. And I just feel like he's not only the Deus Ex Machina all the time, but he's just a nice guy, and he helps out Barry a lot. So I mean, him at the end, but...
He sacrifices himself to lock himself away in the Speed Force. I mean,
that's big.
There to do that, then Barry has to do that.
Right, and then
I'm closer to, you know, Ragman and Jay Garrick than I am Constantine. I want him a little higher.
Mm-hmm. What about? I'm going to throw one more name out there.
So you don't like Constantine at 20?
I think he should be higher.
You think he should be not in the top 20? No, I think when we say higher,
he should be ranked higher,
like in the teens. Okay.
So he should be more. He's more relevant.
I think he belongs
not
on the
in the single digits.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just to be clear, he's been in 3 episodes of the CW universe.
But we are including his NBC show, his cartoon,
which, to be fair, you guys haven't seen, right? Have you guys seen?
I've seen parts of it.
I've seen a few episodes of his standalone show.
I thought it was great, but it really didn't have a lot of, like, there's no significance to the other shows.
No,
which is kind of how
I didn't rank mine the same way. Yeah. Although that's a good way to do it. I didn't even think of it.
I mean, if I just pick my favorite, then Constantine's going to be like top 5 because
it's not even necessarily favorite for me as much as it is like the way that they use, for me, the way that they use the characters in the shows.
So I feel like
that's
if,
right,
I
but even so if you do that,
throw out your other name.
Three. Because
if we go off of relevance to the shows, then I feel like all the Arrow characters kind of get a bump because they've been around the longest.
Yeah, I have a lot of Arrow characters in my top 20 because they have been around the longest. Mm-hmm. I mean, but a lot of them have some of them have spun off into their own shows. Barry was an Arrow character.
All right, yeah. So I was going to put Jonah Hex at 20.
I had Jonah Hex at 36.
I had him way down.
Isn't he becoming a season regular? So maybe next year he'll.
Is
change?
He? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard Constantine was.
Yeah, Constantine definitely. I thought.
I don't know.
There was a weird romance that they kind of set up with him this season. So that's an interesting thing.
Citizen Cold?
No.
Like, fingers crossed.
No, he was only in like 2 episodes.
I
want to
watch that kiss with the mouth prosthetic.
It's so distracting. It's like flopping there whenever he talks.
All right. So we're saying that he belongs outside of the top 20.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, then I'm just going to cross him off my list then. All right. Well, then let's put Ragman at 20.
Okay. Oh, God, He's the best Arrow sidekick that they had.
He's the best?
Yeah.
You think he should be higher?
I think that he should be higher. So when I did my list, I thought we were ranking all of them. Mm-hmm. So some of them,
I don't know, a ton of them too.
You know, I don't know if I'd stick with still knowing that there's only going to be 20 that make the list.
Mm-hmm. Well, theoretically,
Jay Garrick would be one that wouldn't have been in my top 20, but I wanted my top 20 if we're only doing 20 heroes. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I had Mr. Terrific at 18 and Wild Dog at 17 because, I mean, they've done a lot with the team.
I put them right after Ragman.
Yeah, they're right.
Ragman was 16 for me, so I had Ragman, Wild Dog, and Mr. Terrific.
So who was your 19?
If 19 was Mon-El.
Okay.
I had Mon-El as my 18, so right around
I liked Mon-El at 19.
Yeah, I mean, he's a cool character, but he really doesn't do a, like, there's not a lot going on other than the romance.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
Other than causing problems for everybody.
That's interesting. Hmm. Okay, well, we need to come up with a 20. So
we've got
Ragman or Constantine seems to be the big
or Jay Garrick.
Or Jay Garrick.
So or Mon-El.
Do a vote.
All right, so we do Jay Garrick at 20 and Ragman at 19.
I could do that.
No. Okay, did you guys had Wild Dog and Mr. Terrific in your
after 20.
After 20. You had them after
same.
20
after
also?
20.
Really?
Gosh. Yeah.
They're very relevant.
Ragman
to
was the only one.
As much
but
as I don't
only,
like
but only in the most recent seasons of Arrow.
The recent 2 seasons though. I mean it's the show's only been
I
on for
them,
6 seasons.
But I liked other I think other people were more.
Yeah, I mean I think Ragman was the most level-headed of all the sidekicks that he's had. The only one that thinks normally. Everybody else is written very CW-y, but he felt like he was relatable. And I don't know. I feel like he should be. He was more relevant last season than Constantine has been.
Than Constantine at 20? He's still in there, guys. Still in the top 20.
Well, then is Jay Garrick going to be at 19? Because I need Jay Garrick on this list.
Same.
I have Jay Garrick at 17 on my list.
Yeah. I'm fine with Jay Garrick being in the top 20.
Okay,
it's
so Jay Garrick at 20?
This is tough, guys. We've never had such a hard time with this before.
But I feel like we just figured out
so many heroes
20 through 16
yeah.
if we would just decide
rank
on an order.
Yeah.
All right. So who are those 5?
It's
Ragman, Jay Garrick,
Constantine, and did you say Mon-El?
I had Wild Mon-El. Oh, Mon-El, yeah. I had Wild Dog and Mr. Terrific in there, too. But I'm okay with them not being on
the
list.
The
Okay, so between Ragman, Jay Garrick, Constantine, and Mon-El, maybe Constantine does deserve to be at 20 then, since he hasn't really impacted the rest of the universe all that much.
Okay.
Right?
That's a criteria
then,
to vote off, that's just what
I think it's an important criteria. And then maybe Mon-El at 19 because he hasn't crossed over either.
Right.
Right? At least Constantine has shown up. So maybe then, so Constantine at 20, Mon-El at 19, and 18. Jay at 18.
And then Ragman at 17?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Okay.
I think, like I said, I had Ragman at 16, so that's very close to where I had him.
Yeah. Okay. So, 17 Ragman, 18 Jay Garrick, 19 Mon-El, 20 Constantine.
Yes.
All right. So, now we need number 16.
I put Kid Flash.
I had Kid Flash at 15, so I'm very close with that also.
Kid Flash is next for me as well.
I kind of feel like maybe he deserves to be a little bit higher depending on who else is going to end up on
this list. I had Amaya Vixen at 14, which is the one, the Vixen that's currently on Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah, the from good the 40s, Vixen. The Justice the Society good Vixen. Yeah, Vixen. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had her at 12.
So why is she higher than Kid Flash?
Because she is extremely relevant to this season of Legends of Tomorrow. Like, the totem, the whole season is about collecting the totems to defeat this demon. And her totem is one of the totems. She's the only true totem bearer on the team.
Right.
Which, that's a huge part of this season. Whereas Kid Flash, I mean, if you think about what has he done, really? He's crossed over to Legends.
He was written off the show because he was becoming more popular than Grant Gustin, and that's a problem.
But he wasn't things relevant to the plot, he wasn't really doing anything. He was always just speedsters. They have a problem with speedsters, and then you have two speedsters.
Yeah, more than one.
It makes it even more powerful. Even on Legends, his crossovers on Legends this season, he's been incapacitated in the first 2 seconds of every fight because they don't know how to handle having a speedster there. I mean, he's a great actor, and I like his suit, and like he's a cool character, but it just, I don't know. I think that
he's not as special because there's more than one person. There's that a has bunch of speedsters. Ability.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And Vixen, I mean, there's two Vixens, but the one Vixen, if you only watch the CW TV shows, she was in one episode of Arrow. Otherwise, she's in the CW Seed show, which I don't think anybody really watches.
I have that, and I loved it.
Okay, I'm sure it's fine. I haven't watched it.
But it's only like, it's not very long.
It's not. No, I watched it, I think, in one sitting.
And because I think she does cross over with the other here, like Barry and Arrow in one episode or something. So,
I mean, it's short. Like, the whole thing is like less than an hour. So would anybody else be at 16?
Well, here's another person I'm going to just throw out. Gypsy.
No, Gypsy was number 34 for me.
You wouldn't put her up there at all?
No.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay, well, but let me ask this question.
Yeah, we have.
Have you? Seen of course. Gypsy.
Well, let me ask this question then.
Because I didn't remember when she came through.
She was in last season.
Oh, okay.
I felt like she was a really pivotal character to help Vibe. Like, I felt like if it wasn't for her, like, push, he wouldn't have honed in as much as he did on his abilities.
I think she's mostly there just as a love interest for Cisco, and it's fine. But I think
she helps him pulled him out after like his brother's death and like all this stuff. Sure, I mean, she really, really helped.
She has had a couple of moments, and then otherwise she just shows up randomly to like cause conflict with Cisco as far as like bring her dad in or whatever, and you know, cause CW drama. I would feel weird having her in the top 20 because there's so many other characters. Okay. No, I like the character. I just don't think that
like in the top 20.
Yeah, I don't think that she's top 20 material.
I'm tempted to agree.
Because okay. we made these lists when we were counting 40 characters.
I know, we did.
That's why mine is thrown off, too, because of that. But
that's really weird for me, because I'm not sure why somebody should change if the list...
Well, because there's characters that I want to be on the list. Like, you wanted Jay Garrick to be on the list, even though he's really maybe debatable whether he's even actually in the top 20 most relevant characters.
I
wouldn't put
him on my top 20. But I know that not everybody would, because he's a secondary character who's only recurring once in a while kind of thing.
Anything that is 10 or less, I feel like, should go to sidekicks, people that have been in maybe one season and not anything more. Honestly, I would feel fine with putting someone like Heatwave or Citizen Cold or Citizen Steel in Firestorm. This area. Yeah, anywhere in this area.
I had Firestorm higher.
I said anywhere from 16 to 10, guys.
I think Kid Flash, we all kind of were around the same.
I think Kid Flash I'd be good with, or Vixen, the newer Vixen, or the older new Vixen.
The older new Vixen?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's from the 40s or whatever.
I'm good with Kid Flash at 16.
Okay, so Kid Flash goes at 16. So then does Vixen go at 15?
I'm good with that.
I'm okay with that.
I had her at 12. I like her a little higher. I kind of like Heatwave. here.
Heatwave has been in not only the Flash TV show, but he's also been a character in Legends for every season.
I didn't know we were just counting IMDb credits here.
No, I'm counting Relvis the Universe. I mean, he's been on however many missions to change the timeline.
Still, like, not that effective of a hero. He's usually
he's not effective, but he's still, like, a stable member of the show. Like, he's there
What about only because Prison Break canceled again, guys.
Like, so I didn't know we were taking other shows being canceled into it.
What about, like, Arsenal and Spartan?
I had Arsenal and Spartan higher.
Way higher,
like top five higher.
Ooh, oh, whoa. Wow. What?
Top 10.
Okay.
All right.
Kind of scared me there.
Okay, what about Guardian? What about James Olsen?
I had him at like he's 30.
Yeah, he was so low.
He was in the 30s.
He was so low. Okay. That dude is attractive and I love him, so I can't.
Hey, you do you.
I will.
So what about
hopefully him at one point.
What about John Jones?
No,
he's way higher on my list.
Because
Martian Manhunter is in my top 10.
Honestly, yes. Like, you can make an argument that he could be lower, but because, I mean, really, if you're looking at Relevance to the Universe, he's really only doing anything in Supergirl. He hasn't crossed over or done anything.
And most of the time, he's not.
It's a damn shame.
I agree. The fact that he didn't show up in the big crossover was a huge disappointment for me.
I adore the Supergirl show, and I love Melissa Benoist, and she'll probably be my number one. However, Martian Manhunter may be the greatest thing about that show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody who listens to the show knows that John Jones is one of my favorite characters of all time across any franchise, okay? But most of the show, not most of the show, for a good chunk of the show, he's not suited up, right?
Yeah.
He's
but just when this, he is suited
that's
up,
not fair. Like, it's that's glorious. All budget. That's
I still count. Money. I still count. Like even with Spartan, I was counting like even when he wasn't actually suited
when he was
up.
Diggle.
Yeah, when he was just Diggle. But
okay,
I mean, so it's fine. Also, just going by like suit time, and yeah, he's absolutely.
I wasn't going just by suit time, but clearly you guys disagree. So who's at 15?
I had him at 7, to be honest.
So who's at 15? This is where we are now.
I'm with Vixen there still.
You want Vixen at 15?
I mean,
did you say Martian Manhunter was at 7 for you?
Yeah,
he's at 7 for me too.
That's funny.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway.
So Vixen is at 15.
Okay.
Rachel doesn't like that.
So who's at 14 then?
I'm going to nominate Black Canary Laurel Lance.
No. I think she needs to be higher than
that. Yeah.
I don't know.
She's
been
there since the beginning. She was his first, like...
I'd say Heatwave.
The only reason I nominate her is because I prefer so many more characters over her.
But you just hate her.
I just don't like Laurel.
You just don't like her.
I so don't like
that's
Laurel.
You. That's you.
That's a separate issue.
That is. I agree.
But your reasoning, what you first said, that you prefer
there
so
are
many
other characters.
That's kind
there
of fair.
Are more characters that I prefer over her, and that is a like
but
legitimate
really just
concern.
Because he does not like Laurel.
Like, I feel that she got screwed from the beginning. The writers set up Laurel Lance to fail.
Then we blame the writers for half of these characters.
That's
then.
True.
Which to be fair, I think the new Black Canary is doing a really good job, but she's really not given much material.
I agree
to work
with that.
So
they set her up, and I was like, "Oh, what's going to happen?" And then they didn't. Really,
and then she, yeah,
it was like, "Come on,
she's kind of disappointing."
Give me something. Yeah,
but I was on the Laurel train too. I wanted her to. She was a good Black Canary.
Oh, I was rooting for Laurel as well because I like Black Canary as a character, just not in the show.
Well, you can't have a Green Arrow show without Black Canary.
Yeah,
it's true.
And that's why I was disappointed by her. I was just like,
you're disappointed by her?
By her in the show, by Laurel's character in Arrow.
By the way, she's written.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the way, she's written.
She got better by season 3 or 4.
Okay, so 14.
Can we please revisit Citizen Cold and Heatwave?
Those guys, Heatwave is at number 11 for me. Citizen.
He's
Citizen,
at 11 for me too, but that's...
Citizen Cold is 31 or something. He's not...
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, we're not talking Captain Cold, right? If we're talking Captain Cold... Then he was a little more significant, I guess, but still he was only in one season of Legends.
And he was barely a hero.
Citizen Cold was only in like 2 or 3 episodes this season. I think it was this season. Was it this season? I get them all confused. So,
I get them confused, though.
I mean, I'm cool with Heatwave.
So we are differentiating between like different universe characters if they're specifically a hero versus
absolutely.
If they were a villain before.
Yeah.
Because
they're totally
I'm
different.
I'm going
people.
Into the full list here because, like, my full list, like, there are so many people that you guys don't even have on your list.
It's like the whole doppelganger thing, you know? They're just totally different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't put Nazi Arrow up against regular Arrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes cross episode. Placement very weird, too.
It does, because... yeah. I took that into account.
I put her down.
She was at 26 for me because her hero stuff is pretty.
Yeah, she was, like, right after.
Well, that's the thing, when she's more often than not, if she's suiting up, it's because she's going to do something bad.
Right. And it stays that way even in the newest season. Like, if they need her for the plot to do something bad,
then
that's going to help the team, then exactly. Yeah, she does it. We haven't gotten anywhere.
No, we haven't. So at 14, we need to put somebody.
I had Firestorm, Vibe, and Heatwave as my next three. So any of those three in that spot, I'm good with.
Heatwave, I would almost do them
in that order.
Oof. Firestorm? Yeah.
Oof. I feel like Oof. Vibe has to be a little higher. I feel like Vibe and Firestorm, both in my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in my top 10 for sure.
Same.
I just think that there's, I mean, I don't know. I think that there's more important characters.
But then again, we don't agree on Spartan and Arsenal either, so.
Are we putting Speedy in the top 20?
No.
No. Speedy's a 10 for me.
What?
These shows are so divisive.
I know.
I cannot stand Speedy.
She's very annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, very whiny.
The second she replaced Arsenal, I was mad.
Well, we need to finish rounding out 11 through 20. Mm-hmm. So we need a 13.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we picked what?
Heatwave is at 14.
Heatwave.
So we need a 13. So at 13.
Black Canary?
No.
Oh, come on.
You have to be specific on which one, but no, I wouldn't put Black Canary at
13. Do you guys have Citizen Cold in your top
20? No, I do not.
20 at okay. all. Okay, I'm taking him off of mine then for a second. I would still argue Arsenal and Spartan, but that's just me.
What about Adam?
Oh,
no.
Adam's way higher just for saying, me. Okay. Please don't.
I have him at number 9.
Don't hurt me Brandon.
Okay. He's at least in my top 5.
I know.
Top five?
Adam, yes.
Oh, God. Good Lord.
I haven't gotten there in my head yet. My top 10's kind of fluid at the moment. But he's in the top 10.
Okay.
He's in my top 10, but he's not.
This is one of those lists where I know the bottom, I know the top, everything in the middle
because
is just fluid.
Nobody is that familiar with it. We're not used to him yet. But he still has his own show. Should we do Black Lightning?
Black Lightning's 23 for me because I have no idea who he is. Never watched the show.
Yeah, I know nothing about him either.
Okay.
Have you watched his show?
Well.
Briefly.
So part of the issue there is that we had this conversation about Constantine, right? He does lead his own show, so he probably belongs in the top 20. Maybe we waited too long to discuss him because maybe he doesn't belong in the top dozen, right?
Oh, that's true.
But dang. He does lead his own show.
He's 21.
Well, maybe we can put him at 13.
I mean, I think if we had seen the show and we could all be like, sure, he's 13, then yeah, but it's very weird putting him ahead of all these characters that we've argued so hard over. Yeah. All
right, so we're just going to omit every Black Lightning character. So,
even though we previously said that they were included, we all suck, apparently.
We do.
If you've seen the show and you love it, we are sorry. we'll have to give it a chance soon.
Well, I guess it does fit the Arrowverse definition better then, since technically.
Yeah.
So...
For now, he's not in the Arrowverse.
For now, it's not confirmed yet.
I mean, Firestorm, I guess.
I have Firestorm so much higher.
No, I'm fine with Firestorm there. I would agree with Rachel on that one. I had him at 13, so.
I think this is a good spot for Firestorm.
Ooh. Okay. I just keep seeing other characters that I'm like,
yeah, there's so many
higher.
More characters that are
higher.
Relevant yeah. to the universe. I mean, he did a lot of good stuff.
He did great stuff.
But really, like, there was a lot of weirdness going on with this character. You got the professor that was pretty much always Firestorm.
Well,
but
now
then you
technically
got...
four actors have been needed to play Firestorm. Yes.
But, I mean, Robbie didn't really do it. We never really saw shit from him.
Look,
and then...
I love the Amell brothers and the way they look, but Robbie Amell is a bowl of mayonnaise. Like, that guy is so boring, and there's no personality.
And he didn't really do anything important in the show. And
except
then,
die
what
and cause an issue name? For right. Caitlyn.
Right. What was the other one's name? I don't remember.
The newer one?
Yeah, the newer guy,
who
the mechanic
the
that replaced him. I don't remember his name, but he didn't really do anything relevant. He fixed the ship
We're
sometimes.
We're really talking about Professor and Jefferson.
Like, and he did some stuff on Flash and like to help out that team. And he was pretty relevant on Legends of Tomorrow. I would say more important than Heatwave, so he's still ahead of Heatwave. But I don't think that he's done enough to merit anywhere near the top 10 for me.
They do tend to leave them on the ship. You're like,
you
agree
with that?
Yeah,
you're too
young. Because their CGI is too expensive.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
So I think this is where Firestorm goes at 13.
Okay.
All right.
This is difficult, guys.
So now we're in the top dozen here. Things are starting to get real.
Oh.
So who wants to throw a name out there?
I don't. I get attacked every time.
Vibe.
Oh, my God, no.
I think it's a good
back
spot
out Spartan and Arsenal.
I think it's a good spot for Vibe, too.
Really?
Well, he's not a hero for most of the content.
I mean, he does a lot of good stuff on Flash, but what does he do for the entire, like, CW-verse? His vibe thing, he can do all the time, transport people instantly, but he doesn't do that about 80% of the time. He doesn't go and help Barry.
Most of his character arc is about him...
His dead brother.
Either his dead brother or him not realizing his powers.
Yeah.
Right? So
look, he says quippy things. He's the Sheldon.
Which makes him a really fun character, but not necessarily a great hero.
Mm. Okay. But he's been Tex since the beginning.
You're right.
All right. But 5 at 12.
All right, 11, guys. Who?
Laurel Lance, please. No.
Who is left who does not belong in the top 10?
I am okay with that at this point.
I say Spartan or Arsenal. I don't think they belong
I'm
in the
fine
top.
With
mostly
that
because
too.
Every hero after her is way more important.
We can't just shove every Arrow character into the top 10, because I don't feel like they all deserve
I don't
that.
Agree
well,
with
that's something that I alluded to earlier in our conversation, was that they've just been all around longer, so they get a push.
Yeah. I don't feel like they should. All of them should.
They get seniority.
I agree with you.
I think we should pick out of those three. I love Spartan. I like it. John Diggle's one of my favorite characters, so I think maybe he should stay in the top 10, but Arsenal comes and goes again because he's too popular for the show and overshadows Arrow a lot. Mm. And, you know, Canary, they keep killing off.
So. My next three picks are all those three. Arsenal, Spartan, and Black Canary. So they're all interchangeable.
Spartan and Arsenal are definitely there for me, too.
But I prefer Arsenal and Spartan over Black Canary.
I think Spartan's clearly more important than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
So then Arsenal?
Well, I don't know. Black Canary's pretty important.
As a hero or as the love interest of Ollie?
I think in both ways she's very important. I mean, they have a statue of her erected in Star City now.
I know, but that, I mean...
It looks like it's made of chocolate.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's the worst sculpt I've ever seen.
It is a really terrible statue. I don't know how they got away with that. But
So then Arsenal?
I mean, I had Arsenal at number 6, to be honest.
You what?
I had Arsenal at number 6, to
really?
Be honest. I mean, when you think about what he did for Arrow as a character... It makes him a lot more relevant. I mean, he was the first sidekick, really. I think even before Laurel was suiting up as Black Canary, he was he was having problems. He was a kid that was, you know, in trouble, and Arrow was able to pull him out of that.
And then he took the fall for Arrow,
And he took the fall for Arrow. He dressed up as Arrow and, you know, had to go away for a while because of that, which in the show is what I said, but obviously he had more popular things to do. But, I mean, what he did for Arrow as a character made him more important to me. Not necessarily more important than Spartan or Black Canary, but he's more relevant, I feel like, than this spot. But I'm obviously outnumbered, so...
No. I would put Arsenal above Black Canary. Laurel's Black Canary.
And you'd put Spartan above Black Canary, too.
Yes.
So Black Canary for number 11.
The motivation for the last two seasons of Legends of Tomorrow for Sarah Lance is because of the death of Black Canary and trying to get Laurel back. And she had some arcs that sucked, right? I mean, I didn't love the drunk Laurel arc.
But again, you're talking about the relationship stuff. Like, Sarah's doing that because it's her sister, not because it's the Black Canary.
Right, but I mean, Sarah was the one that passed the Black Canary moniker over to her. I mean, there's a big crossover there between sister and
hero,
what she was doing.
But I think when you look at it as a whole, the statue is really because of Ollie's personal relationship, and Sarah's motivations are because of her personal relationship. Outside of those two characters who have direct personal connections, who else is pining after or mourning after Black Canary? Her dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
He became an alcoholic because of it.
And, right, but again, like that's because it's his daughter, not because it's the Black Canary, is my point.
Hi, Doc Rev. Thanks for joining.
Hey, Doc. So, I mean, I think...
I don't know, because I feel like with Black Canary, just spitballing here again. I mean, if you have another... Because you have Black Canary, too, that comes into the picture, because Black Canary is such an important hero, you can't not have... A Black Canary.
Artemis wore the Black Canary thing for a while, too.
So is it just the name, then? Is it just
but it's
any
still
Black Canary?
It's still a hero.
Can we do
well,
that?
Well, when we looked at this, you didn't have the other ones on here, so I just lumped them all into one.
I lumped both of my Vixens, like, side by side when I made my original four.
So what does that do?
Yeah, I separated mine out.
What does that do? The White Canary, then?
No.
White Canary.
She's her own character. She's evolved past being
but she
Black Canary.
I have her as White Canary, but she was also the Canary.
Yes.
So my point is, when we're ranking her, do we not count her Black Canary
stuff? I count all of that because I had them all ranked separately, personally.
Yeah. Right. So I'm just, that's what I'm saying is this is Laurel's I'm Black Canary. That,
yeah, yeah, Laurel's so this, Black this Canary. This one is yeah.
Laurel's Black Canary then.
Okay.
But the point is like that.
So we're doing what, it? 11?
11?
Black Canary?
Stressful times.
I hate this so much. I don't agree with it.
I well, think she deserves a top 10 spot, put, even if it's 10.
So we're like my top 9 at this point are all like there's two spots here that I have no idea who the heck you guys are going to throw out here because they're all in the lower 20 for me. Because I'm like down to my top 9 right now.
So let's maybe put a pin in number 11. Okay, for a moment here. And let's talk about the top 10. Okay?
Okay.
Who do you think Laurel should bump out?
Well, I don't know who you got. Who you guys have are totally different than what I have.
I had Laurel higher than Arsenal and Spartan.
Me too. Way higher.
Mm-hmm. And Speedy.
Yeah, I don't know those two.
Well, I definitely have her higher than Speedy.
Speedy's number 10 for me, so.
Okay. That's really surprising.
So you just put, like, the entire Arrow cast
in. The whole universe wouldn't be a universe without the Arrow show, and a lot of those characters are really Speedy relevant. Speedy is, like, and have been in the crossovers, unlike a lot of these other characters.
I agree with that. I do. But I also don't want to just give them the reins because they happen to be the first show. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure that that's necessarily fair. Mm-hmm.
I believe that at least Adam White Canary and Martian Manhunter are better characters than Laurel. And Speedy. Martian Manhunter. And Arsenal. All
right, so let's talk.
I don't know if I agree with Spartan, because he's just so cool, and I love him, and I want him as my dad.
Okay.
She wants Joe West as her dad, too, there's several other dads.
Can they be my gay Black dads?
Oh my God.
You know, if Barry screwed up the timeline anymore, he might just be your dad one day.
Yeah, who knows? All right, so let's talk for a minute about who's left. Not in any particular order, okay? Maybe I'm just going to go alphabetical. All right, so of course we have Arrow himself.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10.
Right?
Yep.
We have Arsenal. We have Adam.
Top 10.
Okay, we have Laurel's Canary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have Flash,
mm-hmm.
right? We have Martian Manhunter.
Mm-hmm.
We have Supergirl. Mm-hmm. And we have White Canary. Mm-hmm.
And Spartan.
And Spartan, thank you. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So there does have to be two more.
That's why I was like, what the heck are we doing here, guys?
That's actually really interesting. So those are my top 9 then. Mm-hmm. So then we need two other people for 10 and 11 who are not on that list of people.
Oh, what about Citizen Steel?
Citizen Steel is
he was so way low on mine.
Way low on mine.
Yeah, he's a cool, like the guy is cool, but he doesn't really do anything. He only steals up like 4 times the entire season, and
that's CG. Like that's
I get that, but even he was supposed to be like the scholar guy, and they've kind of gone completely away from that to where now he's just like the love interest for Vixen. I don't know. I don't think he's super important. Personally, I wouldn't put him anywhere near that high. He'd be like 19 or 20 if I had to put him on the list.
Okay.
I still, like I said, I had Mr. Terrific and Wild Dog at 17 and 18. So
they didn't even make my top.
So who do you guys have in your top 20 that are not?
I had Citizen Cold, but you guys kind of nixed that. I put Gypsy in my top 20. You guys didn't like that.
Yeah.
That's just me. I know, whatever.
I'm still standing by all those, so.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
And then the Arsenal, Spartan, we talked about the Canaries.
So do we need to bump some old, lower people up a couple and slide in Wild Dog and Mr. Terrific?
Do we have to? Like, do we have Arrow in there?
I had Hawk Girl at 21, so, no. I mean, I'd be willing to slide her in there.
Hawk Girl, I have at dead last.
Say what you want about her. Yes, her character was treated terribly and didn't really do much of anything overall, but she was the whole crux of the whole first season of Legends of Tomorrow, and she had a big role on Flash before that in the crossover episodes. So, I mean, she's been on the show probably on the CW shows more than Ragman probably.
But did she make as much of like
I mean, she the whole season, like, the Cox were the whole crux of season one of Legends. Just throw Black Lightning in there. That seems unfair to the character, though. I know. Like, just throwing him in.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so just trying to figure out who... Should we bump up some people and put Captain Cold in at, like, 20 or 19?
I mean, I'm fine with that if that's what you guys want to do. Citizen Cold was 31 for me, so I don't really agree with the amount of relevance that he has. He was in, like, three episodes.
Not Citizen Cold. Captain Cold.
Captain Cold was only in one season of the show, and other than that, he was a villain in Flash.
But he was significant, and he sacrifices himself for the team, and yada, yada, yada.
Hawkgirl was in more episodes as a hero.
I know, but we're not counting it by episode. If we did that,
the whole series, the whole season one was based around her character.
Well, in the one episode that they used Captain Cole as a hero, it was really well done. In all the episodes that they used Hawkgirl, it was very poorly done.
Sure. Saved everybody.
So, like, one good episode with Captain Cold is much better than almost everything that
they did. But if we're talking about, like, the relevance to the universe, if we're talking about the relevance to the universe, the entire Legends season one was based around the Hawks. And Hawkman was just terrible and, like, not there for about half the season. So, yeah, he's not in there. But Hawkgirl was significantly more relevant than Hawkman was.
All right. So what about Speedy? What if we don't put her in the top 10, but instead we put her at like 19 or 20?
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Wait,
if
really?
If we have to put her in somewhere.
Like, we put her third from dead last. I know, but why would you bump her up so much?
I mean, she does do.
Well, let's talk about some other characters then, really quickly. If we're
okay,
doing
please,
this crap.
Please, let's do it. Let's
like,
do it.
What about Superman?
No, he was in like four episodes as a plot device.
I know.
That
I
was about it. Katana.
He was better than about him.
Katana
was cool, but I guess she had some relevance in one season of Arrow where she came through and helped out. You know, I mean, there was some relevance.
I'd rather have her than Superman. Because all Superman's really been able to do is he's just
get captured. And
I agree.
He's used to show why the world needs both of them.
I had him at like 33 or something. So
yeah, I wouldn't have.
Well, okay, let's revisit Wild Dog.
Yeah, I had Wild Dog at 17.
We had them toward the bottom.
I think Mr. Terrific's better than Wild Dog.
I had, like I said, I
feel like he's been around longer than Wild Dog, so he would be more relevant.
Wild Dog does have more, I feel like, more character development. So, you know, if I'm just going based off of, like, the interest, how much interest I have in the character, Wild Dog is more interesting than to me than Mr. Terrific. He hasn't been given a lot to work with, Mr. Terrific hasn't. Also, that T on his face is really weird.
How does he braid his hair that fast?
It's not the best costume on the CW. It's
the best salon.
That's his superpower.
It's his instant
hair.
Okay, well then let me throw out another thing really quickly too. Then, because I know you guys didn't have it on your list, but let's revisit Deathstroke and Deadshot. I mean,
I'd be okay with Deadshot. I didn't have him as a hero because he's kind of an anti-hero.
But
his character development.
If either of them were
so
on the list, Captain Cold deserves to be higher than them.
I agree.
Which is why I want to bring Captain Cold
back.
What
about Elongated Man?
Oh, yeah, we don't have him. He's really important the last season.
And Flash.
I don't.
You haven't seen that? Have you seen the
That's
new
interesting.
Era season of Flash? He's like a main, like, Flash. He's a hero that goes out with Flash all the time. He should probably be like 13
That's
or 14.
That's actually a really good point.
Who is it?
Elongated Man. That's a good point.
Okay.
Ralph Dibny, I think is.
Dibny. I don't know if he should be.
What
you
if
know.
He's 19?
And then everybody moves on up.
Yeah.
I don't think Ragman is more significant than Elongated Man.
I don't know if Mon-El, Jay Garrick, and Ragman.
Elongated Ragman would still be like...
So the whole plot of this season is the villain is trying to capture all these specific metas that got their powers from this one incident. And he's going through and basically killing each one of them. And Elongated Man is one of them that Flash discovered before the villain got to him, and they've trained him to be a hero, and he's been a hero right alongside Flash all season.
Elongated Man is also bigger in the comic book series than any of these people.
I don't really love his character, but he is a really big plot point.
I honestly think that Kid Flash is probably more important than Elongated Man, but it's not Mon-El, Jay Garrick, and Ragman, so if we wanted to put him at 16 and bump everybody up, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue with that.
He definitely, like, he should definitely be in the top 20, so I'm not going to push it, but...
So he's...
We'll throw him in there.
He's number 16, and everyone bumps up one. So that puts Black Canary at number 10.
Which I feel better about.
Okay.
I feel better that she's in the top 10.
All right.
Well, actually, I think we're still
one
11? Short.
We're still one short.
Captain Cold.
I did have Captain Cold at 10.
So we did not put Wild Dog or Mr. Terrific in there, right?
Correct. That is correct. So basically, Vibe becomes 11. So we're looking for number 10 right now.
That was Black Canary.
That would be Black Canary.
So she's not okay. So then, because we went through the top nine, she was in the top nine. So
Black Canary.
Are we putting somebody else in the top nine and bumping her to number 10 then?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So there needs to be one more.
So I'm saying there needs to be one more person.
Why don't we put Wild Dog at 20 or 19 or something? Because I mean, he's the better of the two between, and I mean that's an easy add. Several of us have him in that.
Maybe we just have to make a compromise on Speedy.
Oh God, no!
Speedy should be higher than Wild Dog. Like
Speedy doesn't need to be in the top 20.
Very important to Arrow. She's she supports him when nobody else really does a lot of the time.
But again,
you guys want Laurel to be ranked much higher than I do.
She's had some really interesting plot lines, you know, the fact that she's the Dark Arrow's daughter, and she was resurrected in the Lazarus Pit, and she went through the bloodlust thing. Like, she's had separate things as Speedy and Thea, and...
If we're taking in...
That also are different from... Arrow.
If we're looking at Spartan and we're also including his Diggle stuff, then Thea's non-Speedy stuff should also be just as important, which would put her a lot higher.
I agree.
I mean, again, she's Malcolm Merlyn's daughter. She got trained by the League of Assassins. She's been through the Lazarus Pit. She's been a huge plot point in Arrow. And granted, that doesn't affect the whole universe, but she was in the first crossover, I think. I don't remember if she was in the second one. But she has been involved in the other universes, too. She's interacted with the characters
She was
from...
in the first two crossovers.
Was she in the second
one
also?
Because the first one doesn't include Supergirl. It's just Arrow and Flash. And
that spun off into Legends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's done a lot of relevant things to the universe.
What if we put her at 19?
No. I
think she should be higher than that. But we're so far apart. A lot of us are, so...
I know, so I'm trying to compromise.
So where do
some
you
people,
put her?
Some people don't want her on the list at all. I probably would have put her somewhere around 14 or 15.
Okay.
But, you know, some people don't want her on the list at all. Other people want her in the top 10. I'm trying to compromise.
I think we're doing or don't we usually do, the majority?
I'm good with her at 14.
Well, I'm good with her there, too. I definitely think she needs to be on the list.
So is that... So he... Does...
Vixen,
Heatwave bumps up?
Firestorm, and Vibe would bump up, then...
So, what number is she again?
Okay, so
Speedy's at 14?
Between Heatwave and Vixen.
Okay.
Right?
That puts her at 13.
No, it puts Speedy at 14 and Heatwave at 13.
Mm-hmm. So, Constantine's at 20, Mon-El's at 19, Jay Garrick at 18, Ragman at 17, Elongated Man at 16, Kid Flash at 15,
yeah.
Vixen at 14,
yeah,
and then you want Speedy?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. So Speedy is 13. Heatwave is at 12. Firestorm is at 11. Vibe is at 10.
Black Canary's
Number 9.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So Laurel's Black Canary is at number 9. So we're back on track here.
Can number 8 be Adam?
I would agree with that.
I had Adam at 9.
Adam at 9 as well, but I had Black Adam Canary above that. So
I'd almost be more interested in putting Martian Manhunter. We don't have him on the list yet, right?
Correct.
Not yet.
He's a great character, right? We all love him, but he really hasn't been that relevant. He saved Supergirl a few times, but what has he done in the great scheme of the entire CW universe? All these other characters have either crossed over or been the lead of their own show. It's
Arsenal and Martian Manhunter are kind of the two exceptions from the rest of this list. So I kind of feel like they should be at some combination of 7 and 8.
Okay, then
I'm good with that. In
Arsenal, Martian Manhunter.
I would put Martian Manhunter at 9. We're at 9, right?
8.
I would put Martian Manhunter at 8 and then Arsenal at 7 personally. But I wouldn't be upset if you guys flipped it the other
way.
How
would you do it?
I'm with Ryan in the sense that I'm okay either way. I would flip them, but
I would flip them too then because I don't even want.
Just because Arsenal, he has left for a while and come back and, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas, you know, Jean's been there the entire time. Through
the entire
every step.
Time being 2 seasons.
Is this three seasons? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Season 3.
Okay,
so 3 seasons. But I'm pretty sure
Boy
was there for a while too.
Yes.
Did we have Spartan on the list at all yet?
Oh, we didn't. Spartan's on the top.
Well, Spartan would go above Arsenal, in my opinion.
I think so, too.
Spartan's above both Martian Manhunter and Arsenal.
All right, so Arsenal at number 7, Martian Manhunter. I'm sorry, Arsenal at number 8, Martian Manhunter at number 7.
Now, 6 and 5 has to be Adam and Spartan, right?
Yeah. I'm okay with
that. I agree with that.
Because the rest are the show leads, 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like 6 should be Spartan and 5 should be Adam.
Yes.
I agree with that. If we're doing them,
I'm fine with it. I'm actually fine both ways. It doesn't matter.
I would put Adam lower than Spartan. Personally,
Adam's been really important on 2 shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Diggle has been there for
since episode one.
Yeah, since episode one and the crossover.
And he was doing hero work since episode one too. So
that's a good point.
I mean, seeing Barry and Diggle interact is some of the best stuff. Like every time he does the Flash thing and he like throws his fries everywhere.
He is kind of like the only regular dude left. Mm-hmm. Right. Everybody else either has some amazing ability or superpower.
Or rich. Or they're just.
Or they spent 5 years on a hellish island.
Diggle's the Hawkeye of the team. Oh, I like it.
All right. So then Adam at number 6 and Spartan at number 5.
In all fairness, Ray Palmer did spend like 3/4 of the season, not as Adam, but as Felicity's love interest. So. Yeah.
But he was developing that Adam suit the whole time. It wasn't like he was just hanging out.
All right, so now we have to decide between the 4 leads.
This is
White Canary, Arrow, Flash, and Supergirl.
Which I would put White Canary at 4.
Same.
I had Supergirl at 4.
Mm. So you had White Canary higher.
Yeah, because when you look at Supergirl, like her show's great, right? It's one of the better of the CW shows now. But really the only time she has any impact on the universe is when she crosses over. There's a couple like lead up episodes for that. White Canary was not only a big part of Arrow. Sarah Lance was who he went on board the ship with, to cheat on Laurel. And then she came back and got trained by the League of Assassins on the same wreck after the same wreck.
Is she your number one?
No, she's still my number three. Here's my
argument with that though, is like, we're looking at it from like a hero standpoint, and there are so many questionable things about White Canary's hero-ness. I want to say, because she does struggle.
Arrow straight up murders people constantly.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
I mean, Supergirl
has killed. I'd be my number three.
We have to be careful too. If we're talking about how much they've impacted the universe, because she really just gets to do that because of time travel. Like, she's impacted.
Yeah, no, because she impacted, I mean, the whole Arrow, she was the plot point in Arrow for 2 seasons, becoming the Canary, and then also now through time travel and leading her own show, essentially. She's the leader of the time ship now.
But Supergirl has to mainly stand on her own. Like, yeah, she does have Jean from time to time, but she really has to deal with most of that stuff by herself.
And I feel like Supergirl, like, she embodies what a hero is supposed to be a lot better than White Canary does, in my personal opinion. What a hero is supposed to be and the characteristics that make up a good hero.
I can understand that. Versus White Canary. That's not a criteria I used.
I mean, she's... If anything, I mean, she's borderline anti-hero because she doesn't really become a hero until Legends. Mm-hmm. And even then, it's a little wishy-washy early on. That.
Exactly.
So
I struggle with her being higher than 4.
Insane.
Right?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Okay, so White Canary at number 4. So now we're down to the top 3. This is a little tough. Criteria begins to matter a lot more here, right? Like,
it really depends on which season I'm watching, because I could put any of them at my number 1. If I'm watching the first season of Flash, he is my favorite. That was a solid first season. Mm-hmm. If I'm watching the second season of Arrow, he is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And if I'm watching the first season of Supergirl, she's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they all have had a huge impact on this world.
So at this point, I think it's fair to just talk about the top 3 as a whole rather than trying to go 3, 2, and then 1.
That's fine.
I have Arrow as number 1, not because he was the guy I cosplayed and all this other stuff, but literally Flash was a backdoor pilot on Arrow. There would be no show if he wasn't. That didn't happen on Arrow. There would be no Supergirl show if it wasn't for Arrow. The whole CW universe was based off Arrow.
I think there's better arguments for that. Keep in mind, Arrow... basically kind of tries to train Flash because Flash thinks he's all that, and Arrow basically beats him.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of Batmans his way through it, but...
Well, they don't really show the whole, the fight or whatever that they had, but you do see, him get shot in the back with the arrows and stuff like that. Sure. Right. I mean, that's important, too, but I think that he's number 1 for me, and then Flash is number 2, and the Supergirl will be number 3, only really because I don't have as much material with her
Well, she hasn't had as much. She's only had 2.5 seasons, almost 3 seasons. You know, so it's difficult. Arrow, his character has evolved and changed far more than anybody else's, probably on any of the shows across the board.
And his character was set up that way. He started out as a murderer on, you know, Path of Revenge. And while that's great for CW, when you mix in all the other characters that they clearly wanted to do from day one, they just didn't have the money or the fan base, you know, he starts to look pretty bad. So they start to fix him up. You know, Supergirl and Flash have been squeaky clean since day one.
I wouldn't say squeaky clean. Flash has gone through a fucked up time quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I would argue.
Yeah, for 3 episodes, guys. Well, he really screwed it up. Yeah,
there were some future. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Flashpoint was incredibly disappointing.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it wasn't, but there were some repercussions.
I struggled when I watched the first early seasons of Arrow. I didn't when I watched both Supergirl and Flash.
Personally, I'm going back to the criteria of like what a hero is. Mm-hmm. If you look at it and you want to talk about squeaky clean, Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
She is what a hero is. She follows through. She does what she's supposed to do, even if it sucks. Whereas Flash and Arrow kind of muck it up.
Is Supergirl also potential for the most seasons since she's the newest? And you know, Arrow, I was super surprised it got a 7th season. The fact that it was renewed for 7 is pretty baffling to me, because we both have said that the past few seasons haven't been as strong as the first few. So
I think it's fair to mention, too, that we're using the fact that Arrow has much more material to pull from, but that's also a negative against Arrow, because, right, you're like Supergirl. Arrow started off dark. He watched his father shoot himself in the head, sacrifice himself for him. And, you know, went on to do, you know, the things that his father set him out to do, and realized that Arrow, he could be better than that.
Like, I think Arrow has the most loss with Flash. And the biggest redemption arc,
which is important to a hero usually as
well.
But
if we're talking about impact on the universe as a whole, Flash is the one that lets you jump between them. He has changed the timeline.
Flash wouldn't exist without the Arrow show.
That's not necessarily true. Like, from an outside of the world example, you're right. In reality, that's true. But in universe, that's not true. In universe, they're totally separate events that take place. And in fact, his origin takes place before the crossover does, right? In universe. So if we're talking in universe, which we have for everybody else, Flash is the one who drastically impacts that universe more than anybody, because he changes the timeline whenever he feels like it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Diggle's, which Arrow doesn't have. Well, so Arrow's doing all this without superpowers, which is more of a hero to me, because he's making more of a sacrifice. He's just a normal dude. He doesn't heal super fast. He's not Kryptonian, so he can take punches from, you know, aliens that are super strong. He's just a normal guy like us out on the street doing the work.
Which is why he deserves to be in the top
three when it comes to Justice League.
But it's more of the thing. Earlier on in the conversations with these other people, we've talked about who had bigger impacts on the universe.
This
and Flash
is why
has had the biggest
when we
impact.
Ranked our Justice League members, we just said that on any given day, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman can all take the number one spot, depending on which story we're pulling from.
Exactly.
I mean, as far as DCEU movies go, Gal Gadot, and then everybody else is in, you know, 20 through 40. You know, they're not even in the
right,
top 20.
Why do we have to do this? We don't have to do this.
It's a hot mess, and we both want
better. We don't have to do this. Let's move on. Let's go back on track here. So, I think it would be a bit of a cop-out not to come out with our top three at this point.
I agree with you, Bruce Wayne.
So, so in chat, for those who don't know, we do this live on Twitch Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. We have a guy in chat who's saying that his top four are White Canary at number 4, Green Arrow at 3, Supergirl at 2, and Flash at number 1. And I am inclined to agree with that ranking as well. Simply that I think Flash deserves to be at number 1 if we're talking about who impacts the universe more.
Yeah.
At 2 and 3...
But it's as a hero. Mm-hmm. Is it a hero thing whenever you're doing it for selfish reasons, when you go back and try to save your mom, and you go back and you try to save your girlfriend, and then you fuck everything up? Is that like what a hero does? If we're ranking heroes, like, is that...
selfish child does.
That's not something that a hero does, like, that, in my personal opinion, right? So even though it's impacting it, is it impacting it in a good way? Is it impacting it in a bad way? Is that a good decision? Should that be something we consider?
Sidebar, Grant Gustin bobbles his head a lot, and you will not be able to unsee it now that I mentioned it.
But he's
adorable.
Thank you,
Honest Trailers, for pointing that out.
This is difficult. And we're over on time, so we have to come up with an answer here and end the episode.
I put Supergirl as number 1.
All right,
number 2.
Then here's what we do. Everybody vote for number three. We're just going to raise hands. They've already cast their votes, obviously. So everybody for Supergirl at number three, raise your hand.
Flash for number three?
Supergirl.
Okay, so that's two between Ryan and Doc Rev. Everybody for Flash at number three.
You have one for Flash at number three.
Okay. Arrow at number three. And that's voting? Three people. No, I'm not.
Why aren't you voting?
Because I was smart enough to become the announcer, okay? It puts Arrow at number three.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So who goes at number two then?
Flash at number two. Raise your hand. Flash is number two.
Okay. So there we have it, folks. So let's go through the list really quick. Starting with number 20. Constantine, Mon-El, Jay Garrick, Ragman, Elongated Man, Kid Flash, Vixen, Speedy, Heatwave, Firestorm, Vi, Black Canary, Laurel's Black Canary, Arsenal, Martian Manhunter, Adam, Spartan, White Canary, Arrow, Flash, Supergirl.
Yep.
Oh, these are always so contentious.
It is. That was crazy. That was intense.
That might have been our most intense one yet.
Hopefully you stuck with us and enjoyed the episode. What are we talking about next week?
All right, so I put this on here for fun. Next week, part one of our Infinity War celebration, we are going to be casting the Infinity War if it had come out in the 90s when the comic book did in 1992. Yay! We are not just going to pick 90s actors to these characters. We're going to use the characters that appeared in the comic book, like She-Hulk and the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
So that is what we're doing. Should be a lot of fun. All prep for you guys.
Oh, then of course,
that's awesome. I'm so stoked.
The week after, we're going to be reviewing Infinity War. So.
Very cool. All right. Well, that is going to be it for us. We are over on time here. So thank you for joining us. We are, of course, Screen Heroes from the Heroes Podcast Network. You can find us at heroespodcasts.com and at Heroes Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and Patreon. Ryan is at Buster Props. Ray is at Siren Ray.
Word.
I am the Star Trek dude. Chris, where can people find you?
You can find me and my sister on our Facebook and Instagram pages. We are not the Wonder Twins.
Nicole?
Mickey Mouse cosplay on both Facebook and Instagram as well.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We will catch you next week.